It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means, and we discuss why it matters. 888-340-3373.
Kevin McCullough.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Oh, we got lots to get to tonight. We've got mayors trying to ban presidents from travel. We've got a big pick and fight for mayor in the city tonight by someone throwing a temper tantrum. I don't know what else. Oh, we got Carol Markowitz from the New York Post. It's going to be fun. Stick around.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, I don't think we should be rolling out the red carpet to the president of the USA in the circumstances where his policies go against everything we stand for.
That is the genius mayor of the City of London. And I say genius with parenthesis, quote marks, not parenthesis, with quotation marks around the word genius, because he is picking a fight with the president. Always a bad idea if you're the mayor of a city, particularly if you're a mayor of a city that's not an American city, because we don't listen to American city mayors when they pick fights with. Does anybody listen to anything Bill de Blasio says? And it doesn't matter if he's talking to the president or not. He just, when he talks, it's like a flock of geese flying over by. You're just wondering how long the squawking will last till you can catch up on the rest of your conversation that you're having with someone else. That's the way it rolls in New York. Now, it wasn't always like that, you know. Mayor Giuliani talk, I want to listen. Mayor Bloomberg, yeah, most of the time, yeah. De Blasio, when will the honking be done? That's all I hear. Speaking of which, I think it was Bodito for mayor who couldn't get the Democrats to let him on the ballot. And he couldn't get the Republicans to let him on the ballot. And evidently, he lost his own bid at getting the Reform Party ballot and then just went psycho and started blaming everybody else. Now, this is Bo Deedle. This is the respected NYPD detective that has, you know, he's of almost mythic legend in NYPD circles. But dude's got problems. And I'm telling a little bit out of school here, but I don't know when, but sometime recently he was made aware he wasn't going to get the uncontested Reform Party nomination or the line. And there's a couple of things you can do there, and I don't understand all the processes completely because I haven't run for office in New York, but you can file what's called an OTB, and you can contest the party that did not give you the line. And if you win in the court, they have to supply a primary that you can then run in. And if you win the primary, then you get to be their candidate on the ballot. I think that's how that works. So the Reform Party, which our own Frank Morano here in the halls of AM 970 will never stop talking about. I've never learned more about a more insignificant waste of a political party than when Frank Morano drones on and on and on and on about the Reform Party business that he has to care for, which, from what I understand, was set up as kind of a shell game for the Republicans, that it was a bunch of Republicans that set it up. And it was kind of, I don't know why, but, you know, you've got other hosts on stations that are on the executive committee. Now, look, if you'll put somebody who runs around the city wearing a satin beret on your executive panel for your political party is not a very serious party to begin with. But but Frank, somehow it doesn't matter what Frank gets associated with. When he's in it, everyone just shoves the work onto him. So they're like, oh, Frank's here. He can do it. Whoomp. And he just gets stacks and stacks of stuff that he then has to do. So this has become the bane of his existence, having to get all of these candidates interviewed and get on the ballot and so forth. So, and Frank personally, he's told me 100 times, he really likes Bo Deedle. Bo Deedle is his kind of candidate for mayor, if you think about it. He's unpredictable, maybe half nuts, able to, stir up controversy, but also be passionate about what he believes. Just like Trump, right? Like, people think, hey, he's nuts. Well, Frank was like, yeah, he's a great candidate. And then he won. So who's to say that Frank has it wrong? Maybe the nutty guys are the ones that should be running. I don't know. But long story short, I know that Frank was very inclined to the candidacy of Bo Deedle. And I know that the Reform Party had like lots of bickering within the, well, when you have guys in red berets sitting on your executive committee, you know, kind of Bergdahling everybody, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get lots of fights about who should be, you know, on the, so they gave it to someone else. Some also ran Democrat that's not going to get any votes either. So this set Bo Deedle, legendary NYPD detective Bo Deedle, just off to the loony bin. He just went kaput, like just gone, because he starts texting the most profane things about and to Frank Morano that I've ever seen published in print. I've never, like, this is really, really obscene stuff. And he's calling Frank a liar when Frank had never told him that he had the Reform Party. Now, he just said, I'm going to try to advocate for you. Frank liked him. They went for it. The party didn't vote for him. They voted for someone else, Sal Albanese or somebody. So today, those tweets, texts were uncovered and they came to light. And now everybody knows just what a potty mouth legendary NYPD detective Bo Deedle is. And he's not very imaginative in his potty mouthness. He's actually fairly predictable. He's a potty mouth's potty mouth. And so that's now making me think, well, if he loses his cool that easily with a guy that liked him, you kind of see where I'm going there. I don't think he's mayor material. So while I have not endorsed anybody in the mayor's race for 2017, I am definitively unendorsing Bo Deedle. See, the control room's now all reading the tweets, and Elise had to pick her mouth up off the floor at the shock because of the profanity that this is. And then his campaign, and you can tell they're a bunch of amateurs, because they write back, well, you just sent that to Frank, man on man. This is just a man on man. Well, why are you picking on Frank? He was your guy. And they, well, I don't like liars. Well, did he promise you had the nomination? Unless he did. And I asked him, I said, guys, if you can give me proof before 5 o'clock that he promised you and that he's actually lying, then I don't have to come to the observation that I'm coming to now, which is that you guys are just sore losers, and you got potty mouth so bad you can't put it on the radio. And I don't think that is the temperament that the city of New York definitively needs. So we were at 4 candidates potentially for Republicans a few months ago, and now Mr. Faulkner is out and he's running for comptroller. And Mr. Deedle has pretty much taken himself out. So it's just Mr. Massey and Ms. Maliotakis, who, by the way, sent a very cute note to Frank. She goes, I didn't get your nomination either, but I still love you, Frank. I thought, see, that's class. That's how you handle disappointment. All right, so now that little bit of drama's done, we got some. There's more drama. Mayors of cities are trying to keep presidents from coming. I'll give you the details on that and take your calls. 888-340-3373. By the way, Bo Dietl's invited to be on the show if he can keep it clean. I'll put him on the air. Let him tell his side of the story here. 888-340-3373. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Traffic still jammed up in Queens on the southbound side of the Van Wyck coming into Atlantic Avenue. That's all because of an accident blocking the right lane. Stays heavy right on down towards Main Street. Northbound we're slow from the Bell Parkway right on up into the Kew Gardens interchange. East on the LIE, delays start just east of the BQE and take us right out into Nassau County. Grand Central heavy eastbound on Northern Boulevard right across to the Clearview. It does get better, though, east of the Clearview. Southbound Cross Island Parkway, that's a slow ride. Throgs Neck Bridge right down to the LIE. Clearview not perfect, but a little bit better for you. The BQE is awful in both directions. From Queens into Brooklyn, Queens Boulevard right on down to the Brooklyn Bridge. Numerous accidents to report tonight on the westbound side, especially as you come into the Williamsburg Bridge. There's a crash and also a crash on the westbound side coming into the Manhattan Bridge. 30 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Minor delays on the citybound side. 15 to 20 Manhattan bound. The Lincoln Tunnel about 15 to 20 going back to New Jersey as well. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher can't figure out which way is up.
The Washington Post alleged that their sources say Jared Kushner wanted to develop a secure private line with Russia. Well, now Fox News has a source that says that isn't how it happened at all. Somebody has a credibility problem. This is getting to a point where insanity is the order of the day.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code THEANSWER.
What if you could have an experience of a lifetime, and I mean it, a lifetime this year? Dennis Prager here, and a timely and important expedition to the land of Israel awaits you. Make plans now for the Stand with Israel tour happening this fall. Join me on a 9-day trip to Israel that offers you firsthand insight into Israel's unique past and probably unique future. We'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and security dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. Get a behind-the-scenes view into many of the places you've read and heard about, all during United Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. The Western Wall, Jerusalem, the Dead Sea, Golan Heights, and much more. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations.
For details about this all-inclusive trip happening this fall, visit StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
A Bronx Tale is Broadway's new hit musical, and now it's a New York Times critic's pick. Directed by Robert De Niro and Jerry Zaks, based on the story by Chaz Palminteri. AM New York hails it as a combination of Jersey Boys and West Side Story. A Bronx Tale, Broadway's new hit musical. Get your tickets today at telecharge.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, here's a look at what's happened today. You've got the mayor of London doing everything he can to try to keep the president from coming to visit the UK. Now, this is kind of funny when you think about this. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. This is actually quite hysterical. Because who's the mayor of London? Do we know who the mayor of London was before this guy, Khan? And come on, if there weren't so many Star Trek fans on planet Earth, would we even know who this guy is? Well, maybe, because he's a Muslim mayor. He's the first Muslim mayor they've had. So maybe that would be the historical thing. He was the first Muslim. But if he wasn't out there talking and you know, going on, would we even know who he is? No. The answer is no. But he's trying to stop heads of state from meeting. And I think that's kind of funny, actually. I mean, funny that he's going to spin his wheels and it'll be a bit of a problem because nobody's going to listen to him. The mayor of London is kind of like Marion Barry. Do you remember Marion Barry? He was the crack cocaine addicted mayor of Washington, D.C. And there were all kinds of presidents that came and went while Marion Barry was there. But, you know, he'd be, you can't come to Washington, D.C. Well, who's Marion Barry to stop, you know, the king of Egypt from, you know, whatever? Like, this just wasn't going to happen. So Mr. Khan, he got embarrassed by the president. The president called him out. Mr. Khan is a coward in that he's not taking on the terrorists in his own city. There may be up to 200 more radicals that authorities know. These are the ones that they know about. This is the part that's just driving me crazy every time one of these attacks happens. I keep reading this line. This attacker was known to authorities. I don't want attackers to be known to authorities. I don't want attacks to happen. I want people that are dangerous that are known to authorities to be stopped before the attack happens. That's what I want. But he's openly trying to say we should not let the president of the United States come to the United Kingdom. He also says there's many things wrong with Trump. And Hillary Clinton felt the need to defend this guy today. In fact, she went so far as to say that we need to put ourselves in the shoes of the people that we have differences with. What, like the terrorists? The ones that drove the van on Saturday night and ran into people and then got out and slit people's throats. We're supposed to put ourselves in the shoes of those people. Eat the food they eat. Tell the stories they tell. What is that mess? But that was her big take on it today. 888-340-3373 if you've got reaction to that. Let's go to the Bronx. Gino's on line one. Hello, Gino.
Well, first of all, that organ grinder monkey with the red beret, you know, the guardian of vigilante mutt. Yeah, him and Morano, of course, are still butt buddies. So, of course, it's obvious that Bodito was never going to get the Reform Party nomination. But it doesn't matter because I'm still going to vote his right. I'm still going to write his name in. I'm still going to campaign for him. And I still think he would do better than any of the imbeciles, idiots, and jackasses who are running against Bill de Blasio. Herman Munster might get reelected, but at least if there was a debate between him and my man would take him down a couple of feet so that he would actually look quasi-human. But Nicole Malliotakis or Paul Massey or Sal Albanese, who's now the Reform Party candidate, are going to be three stooges who are not even going to get a word in edgewise against Bill de Blasio, a.k.a. Herman Munster. Only Bo knows how to take down Big Bird, and that's why I'm still going to support him, and I'm still going to write his name in, and I don't care what you say, I'm still voting for him, and he's going to do it. You got it?
All right, Gino. Here's the thing, though. I have you been to a debate where Bo has appeared? Gino? Oh, Gino chicken and ran? Is that what he did? Is that hung up? Yell at me and then hang up and go? What's that all about? Yeah, so I've seen Bo debate. He's a very average debater. It was him, Faulkner, Malliotakis, and Massey. And I thought all four of them did okay. I didn't think any of the four just really outpaced everybody else. And I didn't think any of them had any deficiencies. I thought all four of them made a case for why they could be a better mayor than Mr. de Blasio. But you can't treat people like that. That's not, especially if it's not true. Now, we have just received in our newsroom some additional footage of the guy who couldn't get the Democratic Party line, and he couldn't get the Republican Party line, and he couldn't get the Reform Party line. And when we're done with him, he may just want to quit the race altogether. I'm not sure. But he just called Frank Morano not long ago and left this message. Go.
You know, Frank, it's Bo Deal. First off, I wouldn't be angry if you didn't support me. You just told me that. But when you tell me to my face one thing, you lie to me, that pisses me off. Now you send the texts out to the newspapers. I mean, really, why don't you really find a can of man? You can send this text out.
Can of man.
You're really surprising me. I thought you're a grown man, like a little baby back and forth. That's... All I said to you was, I didn't believe you told me to my face you were supporting, and then you turned on me, Frank. So you know what? I have a right to be a little angry.
Well, okay, Bo, if you're listening, and every narcissistic politician who knows someone's talking about him is always listening, listen to me. Frank, I think, did support you. I don't know how the internal vote went. I wasn't in that meeting. But I think that, were you in the meeting, Alex?
I was there, yep.
And did Frank vote for Bo Deedle in the meeting?
Well, it was basically Sal Albanese was nominated to the floor.
Right.
We had a vote on him. And if he got more yeses than everybody else, he would have got. So Albanese was the candidate that they elected.
Right.
Bo Deedle's name was not brought up at all, really, in the election process.
But Frank on a person, because what Bo's doing is he's trying to project that Frank personally did not support him. And I think that Frank did personally support him. At least the conversations I had with him, he was very supportive of Bo.
That's right. Yep. Okay. He was.
And by the way, that's another shot at the Reform Party. Any party that would let you on the executive committee.
Seriously? I'm right in there, man.
Although I've noticed since you've been working for this show, your views have gotten much more conservative.
Everybody on Facebook that's a liberal in college that I knew hates me now. So thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, you're welcome. See, I have improved your life 100%.
This whole station has.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? Look, I
keep sending logical posts out.
Well, okay, we've moved on. This is no longer the Alex Garrett political aspirational hour. No, I think Bo is somebody that he served his city honorably. He's a legendary detective. Nobody will ever take that away from him. But everybody around here likes Frank. Frank's our guy. And Gino's, you know, obscenity aside, whatever. You come after us. Jerry Crowley says this all the time. You come after one of us, you come after the whole family. And since our entire morning show is Italian, I wouldn't be coming after the family. I'm just, you know, they're our front line of defense. Yeah, it's Biscopo. We're going to call in the families, get them all here tomorrow, you know, take Bo down. Something like that. I don't know. Anyway. Hey, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Okay, so more breaking news when we continue. And we've got also Carol Markowitz coming up. She's got a really interesting piece in the Post this week I want to get to. Because it takes on one of those fears that many of you have, but you're too chicken to address. So we'll get to that before we're done. It's Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Cloudy skies and 56 degrees at this hour. What's going on? We have the answer. Some New York lawmakers want to give Long Island Railroad commuters a break when Penn Station repairs get underway this summer. Lawmakers are calling on the LIRR to reduce fares and on the MTA to roll back a recent 4% fare increase during the work. New Jersey Transit has already promised to reduce fares for affected riders. Commuters have been dealing with recent delays and cancellations due to power issues, among other track problems. A suspect is in custody in the stray bullet shooting of a 5-year-old Bronx boy. Ethan Harp reports that the victim, Yaheen Hunter, is in grave condition after being hit in the head yesterday afternoon while walking with his dad.
The boy was walking with his dad, Charlie, in the Morrisania section of the Bronx. Police say Hunter was the victim of a stray bullet caught between two men trying to settle a score on a sidewalk. The child had been celebrating his fifth birthday. Neighbors along Washington Avenue are horrified.
I wouldn't expect anything like that to happen in, you know, in a type of area like this. I mean, it's pretty much monitored, you know, 24/7.
I feel like this was like a safest place.
Surveillance video shows people ducking for cover and Jaheen's dad putting him in a car to get him to the hospital.
In sports, Yankees begin a three-game series with the Red Sox at the stadium tonight. Mets begin a two-game interleague set against the Rangers in Texas. Taking a look at the traffic, still a rough ride getting up to the George Washington Bridge on both the east and west sides of Manhattan. Northbound West Side Highway were slow from the 70s on up to the GW Bridge. FDR northbound were slow from basically the Williamsburg Bridge on up into the 90s with a crash. And then it does get better north of 96th Street. Westbound Cross Bronx were jammed from Westchester Avenue to the George Washington Bridge with an accident along the way right by Jerome Avenue. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of evening showers, low 52. Chance of morning showers tomorrow, then clouds for the afternoon, high 69. Partly sunny Thursday, high of 67. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I have talked to so many people in the last couple of years that have told me, Kev, I've got a little ache and pain in my back. Where do I turn? The first person that I ever think of recommending to someone who is enduring back problems is the Brooklyn Spine Center. Because a healthy spine is key to a happy life. And if you don't believe me, then you need to get checked out for yourself. Dr. Melinda Keller has taken such great time and care of so many Kevin McCullough listeners over the years. I just cannot help but tell you how wonderful the experience is. And to know more than anything else, that if she says you don't need shots or surgery, that you really don't. They've got holistic, 100% healthy ways to get your spine healthy without cutting on you, without giving you shots. So call and find out today if you are eligible. 800-707-5010. That's the Brooklyn Spine Center. 1-800-707-5010 or brooklynspinecenter.com. But call 1-800-707-5010. That's 1-800-707-5010.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM 970. TheAnswer.com. Breaking news, perspective, and your calls. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is not a time to lash out, to incite fear, or to use tragedy and terror for political gain.
Yeah. So says the woman who would use all of those things for her own political gain in a heartbeat if she had the opportunity to. She went on to say that we've got a big responsibility in all of this.
This is a time for us to reach out to the world,
mm-hmm.
to understand more about what is happening, not just in our own country, but indeed across the globe.
Mm.
It's a time for steady, determined leadership,
okay.
like we are seeing from local authorities in London, including the mayor of London.
Steady leadership like her going to a van from the 9/11 memorial celebration, that kind of steady? Where the legs just drop out underneath her?
No.
Okay, sorry. Well, steady leadership, isn't it ironic that she's putting the mayor of London, Mr. Khan, as the example of the steady leadership that she's talking about. And Mr. Khan is the one who's ignoring things, not vetting people, and having all kinds of radicals invade his city. Think about that. She views what Khan is doing as, quote, steady leadership. Mr. Trump's trying to get a pause button. Excuse me, can we just pause who's coming so we know a little bit more about what they get? And the court's just like, no. The court's just like, no, you can't do that. But you don't understand. I'm trying to protect. No. I see what our president's doing as being exceedingly steady leadership. Even when the culture and all the political correct people around him, they're all trying to push him down. He's like, no, my job is to protect the American people. Hillary also said something else rather, some people think it's profound. I think it's silly. Cut three.
It is a time to remember how important our alliances are. Getting to know one another. Learning about the experiences, the lives, the cultures, the religions, the food. Putting yourself in another's shoes. Walking in them.
You do that in shoes.
It's even more important that we work together with our allies and our friends and our partners. Yes, to keep us safe, but also to expand our understanding of what we can achieve.
Don't care about what we can understand about what we can achieve. If understanding what we can achieve together, working with our partners, means we let people in here to blow us to smithereens, I have no interest in it. And what was all that mess about, oh, we haven't until we've put on their shoes and eaten their food? What is she, Goldilocks? Sleeping in their bed, trying on their life for size, see what it's like. No, there's a reason why I don't want to live in caves, eat goat, and, pray to Allah. There's a reason why I've made choices other than that. And I have no desire at all to understand the shoes of the devils that went around slitting throats on Saturday night. How is me understanding what their life is about going to change society to prevent them from killing us? Because that's the rub. They don't want to recognize an authority that says you will not kill innocent people. They want to kill innocent people regardless of what the authority says. So what happens? You're going to win them into a friendliness contest? Didn't we try that for the last 8 years, by the way? Did that work? Come please be our buddy. Let me be clear. Come please. Will you please be my buddy? I need you to be my buddy. If you'll just be my buddy, we can all get along. All the rest of that stuff she's saying, eat their food and try on their shoes and walk in their shoes. Maybe she has a shoe thing. I don't know. But there's... that just seems wrong to me. No, we need to draw clear boundaries. Thou shalt not. And then we enforce it. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Michael Medved isn't buying what the media is selling.
It's not hard to imagine some of that verbal abuse transitioning to physical abuse, especially when you have the president calling journalists scum, bad people, evil people, and the enemies of the people. Yeah, Trump has said all of that, and he shouldn't. But the idea that it's suddenly a high-risk job to be a reporter? Come on.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How'd you like to be saving massive amounts on your energy bills today? My friends at Blue Rock Energy are ready to help customers throughout New York and New Jersey save on their energy supplies right now. Electricity, natural gas, you get it cheaper when you convert to Blue Rock Energy, and you don't notice any difference except the lower price on your bill. Call today, 877-280-4909. That's 877-280-4909, or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Hirsch Singh, conservative for governor. New Jersey can't afford another liberal governor from either party. For decades, politicians have promised to lower property taxes, but they have all failed. Now, my opponents say they have new plans. It's a fugazi, it's a fugazi. They are fakes, they are frauds. My school funding fairness formula includes a municipal opt-in. It's the only plan that will permanently reduce our property taxes. On June 6th, vote for me, Hirsch Singh, a conservative for governor.
Paid for by Singh for Governor, P.O. Box 427, Princeton, New Jersey.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that you could be vulnerable to the government seizing your investment assets and keeping them and using them for their own purposes? Yes, the Dodd-Frank Act allows what's called a bail-in to occur under certain circumstances. Your portfolio could be completely confiscated from your control, at least for a period of time, under the right financial calamity. But if you're invested in metals and if you have other tangible assets, many of those are protected from such action. That's why I want you to get all of the details on how the government can seize your assets and how you can protect yourself from doing just that. When you call my friends at Landmark Capital today, tell them, say, I want to protect myself from the coming bail-in. Give me all your free resources. And they will. They'll be glad to send them to you. Here's your phone number, 844-604-2575. Don't let the government take your assets. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, there's just so much to talk about on days like this. So, of course, we want to get very nanny state about everything. We'll explain that in a second with Carol Markowitz, my normal guest on Tuesdays. Love having the perspective of one of the most important columnists at the New York Post. And by the way, Carol, I met your boss for the first time last Saturday. I had Mr. Mandel on my show.
I love Mr. Mandel.
What a smart guy that guy is. Like, he shouldn't just be like editing the editorial pages. He should be like running Fox News or something like that. That guy's got a real brain inside of his.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway. I'd love to see him running.
And I think they could probably use that over there. You know what I'm saying. Carol Markowitz, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
So did you see the mayoral tete-a-tete today? Did you hear about what
I did?
Yeah.
I just think
You know who's laughing about it the most? Nicole Malliotakis. Yeah, baby.
But if they come for Frank, right? We have his back.
Oh, totally. Oh, I'm ripping Bo up and down. Like,
right. I love me some Frank Morano.
Well, see, and Bo is, here's the thing that Bo doesn't get. Because, you know, Bo's not a very bright guy. He was a good detective. He served his city. I'm appreciative of his service. But he's kind of like a tree stump sometimes. And he's sitting there saying all this stuff about Frank. He doesn't understand that Bo Dietl is the perfect Frank Morano candidate. Frank likes guys that are out of the mainstream, that are, you know, slightly socially awkward, that come off with that
really?
Come
that's
off
a, that's a Frank.
No, well, he was buying Trump years before anybody else was. And
he wants
candidates that are like not definable and are very unpredictable and just kind of like, you know, they may lose their temper and put a car through a plate glass window in Lower Manhattan at some point. Like that's his perfect candidate. And Bo couldn't fit that to a better T. And now they just like, I don't know. I don't know if it's repairable. I think it may be a chasm
right.
too
no,
wide.
I think Bo might have taken it just a touch too far.
Well,
I mean, words we can't even allude to on the radio.
That's right.
So.
We can't even use euphemism for them because the euphemisms are too graphic. Anyway, well, all that to say, we're watching that very important breaking news task. And for people that are curious about what Carol and I are talking about, go to my Twitter feed at KMC Radio, and you can kind of get the whole play-by-play. But again, I can't repeat most of what Bo Dietl said because it's just not appropriate for Family Affairs. It's
right.
Wouldn't be there. So, Carol, this week, and it's interesting because a lot of people, you comment, at least on this show, a lot about politics, but you mm-hmm. really enjoy writing about things that are very much out of the political mainstream.
Oh, absolutely. I think politics, I mean, I love politics. I have a sickness for it. I know that you do too.
It's a good way of putting it, actually, yes.
Right. But, you know, I try to think about other things for my column. I think culture is, you know, much more important to affect culture. And, you know, while I love politics, I definitely prefer to write about culture.
Well, so this week you wrote about basically butting into your friend's business when it comes to whether or not they should get married or not. Now, explain yourself, Carol Markowitz.
So, you know, it's wedding season. My brother actually got married 2 weeks ago to, like, the most beautiful, sweetest, most amazing girl ever. And, you know, for a long time, wondering who your sibling is going to marry before they ever got together, you think, God, if he marries one of these people that he's dating or that, you know, that you worry about, you just think like, you know, how do you tell the person, how do you tell somebody in your life not to marry somebody? And I got really lucky with my new sister-in-law, like she's amazing. But what if you don't? What if your best friend or your sibling or somebody is marrying somebody terrible for them and you see the train wreck coming? Do you tell them?
And did you have a difference of opinion on this before you wrote this? And have you come to a different opinion, or did you always believe what you wrote in the
column? You know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a chicken. For so long, I
got her on tape. Yes, finally.
I watched friends of mine marry or be with the wrong people, and I didn't say anything because I'm a chicken. I can't risk friendships like that. And I can think of examples in my life where I was 100% right. That the person was 100% wrong for them, and I didn't say a word. And I think that now, you know, with the wisdom of age, I absolutely will say something if I see a friend of mine getting into a relationship that's clearly wrong. I don't want to see more divorces, you know?
Well, is that, so you think you would be more brave about it now? Is that because you've changed
Definitely.
Or because you think the stakes are higher?
I just think I've seen what happens when nobody says anything, where everybody knows this is a mistake, but nobody will take the chance and speak up. And I think what I've gotten through talking to people who have spoken up, or it's important to say something. And even if you're wrong, and even if they go on to have a happy marriage, you know, 50 years later, you're completely wrong. You know, you took a chance, and maybe you were wrong. But chances are, if a lot of people think that the couple is heading in a bad direction, they probably aren't wrong.
But what
have you ever told a friend not to pursue a relationship? Because you're a chicken too.
Yes, I am. I absolutely. But I didn't write a column about it, so that's you know that's the difference for me. But I've regretted the fact that I didn't speak up before.
Right. Right. Well, that's the thing. Right. That's where I am.
So what made you write it? What made you write about this at this time?
I just think with wedding season around, I see so many happy and well-adjusted couples. So many great couple that fits so well, and you could just see that, you know, hopefully they're going to have a great life together. And you just see the ones that are heading towards the altar, and you just know you're going to be picking up the pieces with your friend in a couple of years. So I you know, it might have been vague posting, vague columning, hoping that the people who need to hear it, you know, see the,
oh, there's
see the
actually there's
and...
actually a subtle a pointedness to your column. Wow.
You know, nobody specific, but just
oh, so you say now. So you're running for cover now. Yeah, of course.
If you have a friend about to make a mistake, I encourage
give them the
you
column.
To tell them. Yes.
Save your friend's life. Give them
Post
Carol's column.
It on Facebook, you know, do you have to name any names?
Gotcha. Go, Carol, actually, you're not a chicken. You're one of the bravest people I know. And that's because you put your opinion out there and you stand by it. And you have really strong reasons for why you believe what you believe. And I think you're doing great work. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough. Always fun to have Carol with us on Tuesday. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It is not a user-friendly ride at all here on either side of the BQE. On the eastbound side, delays start before Atlantic Avenue and take us all the way up to the Grand Central Parkway. Westbound delays start in Queens at the LIE and take us right down to the Williamsburg Bridge with a crash. Another crash right by the Battery Tunnel and stays heavy right down to the Prospect. On the Belt Parkway, we're jammed up on the westbound side from Coney Island Avenue into the Verrazano Bridge. Eastbound, we're slow from Ocean Parkway right across the Cross Bay Boulevard. FDR Drive northbound in the 20s, a crash being cleared, delays back towards Houston Street and stays heavy up to the RFK Triborough Bridge. North of the RFK Triborough, it's not bad. Northbound West Side Highway, we're slow from the 90s to the GW Bridge. Southbound, we're slow from the 120s down into the 90s. Across the Hudson River, GW Bridge coming into Manhattan upstairs and down. Really not bad into the Toll Plaza. Lincoln Tunnel back up to a 30-minute wait in down 20 back to New Jersey. 15 minutes into the Holland and 20 back to the Garden State. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you would like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds, I'm going to encourage you to do what I did nearly 3 years ago. That is call Dr. Kerry Skorsky and say, hey, I want to be part of that guaranteed program to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. They do it through computerized NRF technology that allows them to monitor all kinds of things within your system. The amount of toxins you have, metals in your bloodstream, water weight that you're carrying, all kinds of things that they measure. And it's done 100% naturally. No hunger, no cravings, no drugs, no prepackaged foods. It's doctor supervised. You eat real food the whole time. Your weight impacts everything. And so if you want to feel better in your own skin, losing the weight will change that. They balance your hormones, they normalize your blood sugar levels, and they totally reset your metabolism. So not only do you lose the weight, but then after the program is over, you're able to keep it off. Dr. Kerry Skorsky and the team at Bay Ridge Holistic Health, call them today, 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com or 844-THE-DIET. The diet.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Jay Sekulow live is next on AM 970, The Answer. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
When you have a special relationship, it's not different, no different to when you've got a close mate. You stand with them in times of adversity, but you call them out when they're wrong. And there are many things about which Donald Trump is wrong.
Maybe, Mayor Khan, you should take your own medicine there. and go fix your own police and anti-terror units in your own city. And by the way, I could give you Bernie Kerik's phone number. He's done this a couple of times here in New York. We've got some experience on our side of the pond. We could help London become a brilliant counterterrorism task force. But as long as you think that not vetting the people that come to your country and letting hundreds and hundreds of radicals across your border and not really knowing what they're up to and occasionally bumping into them, say, oh, well, they're a radical. We better pay attention to them. And then you don't do anything about it. And then they launch an attack and they go and kill people and injure dozens more. It just doesn't seem like you, Mayor Khan, are the one who's very serious about what you're facing. And it seems like you, Mayor Khan, are the one who's wrong on a number of things. I'm sorry. That's just my own observation. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Let's go to Staten Island. Frank is there. Hello, Frank.
God bless you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This Mayor Khan and Hillary are fools, and that's according to the scriptures. What does it say in Proverbs? The prudent man sees danger up ahead and hides himself, steps aside. The simpleton continues forward and pays the price. Mm. These Western nations are continuing moving forward, and we keep on paying the price, Kevin. And it's a result of this politically correct atmosphere that has engendered fear in every individual because they're afraid to speak out, being called a bigot or intolerant. This is how dangerous this situation has become. I believe if a tactical nuke went off in one of these cities by these terrorists, even then they wouldn't put a ban on travel, Kevin. We forget that 3,000 people were murdered just maybe 10 blocks from where I grew up in Manhattan,
yeah.
10 blocks south. It's immoral what the governments are doing to the citizens of their country. And this is not a new thing in this recent age. We have been at war. The West has been at war with Islam for 1,400 years. That is a fact. That you can't even dispute that. And I believe even if 10% of these Muslims, well, only 10% were terrorists, that's over 100 million terrorists running amok on this planet. And I also believe, Kevin, that this is a judgment upon the West because of the way we murder babies, 60 million in this country already, and Kathy Griffin blaspheming Christ's name every opportunity she gets, and she's not fired.
Yep.
She's offending millions of Christians, and that's okay. You know, she's still working and going strong.
Actually,
I think it's
not,
a judgment.
She's not working. Herself. She's not working much right now because she lost all of her gigs. But that's a different discussion for a different time. But Frank, I appreciate the insight because you're right, friends. It is foolishness to look at what's going on around us and to go about our business as though it's just songbirds and rainbows. We live in a dangerous time, and there are dangerous people that want to do bad things. This is why it's not an issue that we can avoid. It's an issue of good and evil, and we have to approach it and deal with it as honestly as we can. And that's the promise you get from us at Kevin McCullough Radio every single day. See you next time.